The federal government has Mendocino County officials under the gun, according to 5th District Supervisor Dan Hamburg.
U.S. Attorney Melinda Haig drove up from San Francisco specifically to meet with our county council to tell her that not only was her office noticing what was going on in Mendocino County, but the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. was noticing what was going on in Mendocino County.
Mendocino County Council Janine Nadell is invoking attorney-client privilege and refuses to talk to the media. But according to Supervisor Hamburg, he learned in a closed session that Haig is threatening to file an injunction against Mendocino County's 9.31 medical marijuana regulation. And then go after local authorities.
Melinda Haig has been very clear that she would use RICO statutes against public officials who promulgate laws that are found to be in violation of the Federal Controlled Substances Act.
Did they name any public officials in Mendocino County?
Well, they didn't name any specific person, but they...
Did they name positions, offices held?
You know, I don't know that. But I do know that that the U.S. attorney brought up that possibility.
In a packed boardroom, more than 30 marijuana growers and advocates spoke before the supervisors, mostly in favor of the county keeping its 9.31 program. Eric is a 9.31 participant.
I say we take some of the permit money, which if the program is ended, the sheriffs won't get their money. If there's no backing on this, if there's no reason for the growers to get in the program because they don't have the county backing, then why would they pay for the permits, you know? If we could take some of the money and put it towards a legal defense fund, I would be totally behind that. And I would say, fight this thing to the Supreme Court if we have to.
It's just not a hill I'm willing to die on.
Supervisor Hamburg.
I don't think Mendocino County has the resources to be out in front of this parade. And if we were joined by other counties that had much more financial and political muscle than we do, then maybe that would make sense. But as little old Mendocino County up against Uncle Sam, to me it's just a bridge too far.
Some suggested changing the program to make it voluntary, but keeping the limits, allowing growers to cultivate up to 99 plants per parcel.
The purchase of zip ties, to get inspections, and to voluntarily give to the sheriff's department to cover costs of fighting real crimes, such as illegal grows in the national forests and BLM land, and meth labs.
I think we all stepped out of the shadows to take part in this, and I think the board should support us, continue to support the program.
When I would take trips to Spy Rock and these other places, you know, to go visit family and friends, and, you know, you'd see someone with 300 plants in their yard, and they're pouring gas down in a gutter, and there's litter everywhere, you know, and that wasn't always the case, but, you know, at least this way, most people are going to try to clean something up, you know, or maybe even reduce the number of their plants and come into some kind of compliance.
I just think it's very important, again, from the patient perspective, to have access to medicine that is safe and being grown by responsible farmers.
That was a proposal favored by 2nd District Supervisor John McCowan. But according to County Council, 99 plants goes too far.
Well, without going into a lot of detail, I think the 99 plant is an issue.
Nadell, who met with Haig January 3rd, says while the county has a right to regulate under states' rights, some aspects of the 9.31 medical marijuana program are questionable.
I think the board does have the ability to regulate under your general police powers, but I think the permitting process, the collection of fees, that sort of thing, is problematic.
Since marijuana is federally illegal, 3rd District Supervisor John Pinches questions why the federal government would support making 9.31 regulations at all.
So we're going to call up the federal government and say, well, okay, we're not going to do the 99 plants anymore, so we're just going to do the 25 plants, and so stay away from us. You know, it's kind of like I say, it's kind of like telling the bank robber, well, you can only do part of it.
But fear is a powerful emotion. Scared the county will lose federal funding and individuals face criminal prosecution, the Board of Supervisors voted to change its regulations under 9.31, but not eliminate it entirely. Supervisor John Pinches was the dissenting vote. The changes include a rollback of the amount of plants growers can cultivate from the existing 99 plants to 25 plants, and the 9.31 regulations are now voluntary. How well a voluntary regulatory program will last is yet to be seen. But some supervisors never liked the 9.31 program anyways, like Hamburg.
I mean, there are some people on the board and definitely in the sheriff's department and around the county who think that we definitely got too far out ahead of the rest of the country. There is no other county on the planet that allows 99 plants to be grown. Not only allows 99 plants on a parcel, but allows people to buy contiguous parcels and grow 99 plants on each of those parcels. So you've got people growing 500 plants legally in this county. That's thousands of pounds of marijuana. And, you know, that's something that I don't even support. And I'm pretty pro-marijuana. I've been pro-marijuana for 40 years.
The supervisors will respond to the federal attorney's concerns over the 9.31 medical marijuana regulation program, but it's unclear whether the new changes will ease federal pressure on local officials. Christina Onnestad, KMUD News.